Let's learn. I'm in the middle of such a beautiful Torah. Not even the middle, the beginning of a beautiful Torah. We're up to Oz Gimel. Birchas HaReach, Birchas Hayda, Dalet, Oz Gimel. I hope you have the pages of Svarim. Oz Gimel. Do you remember where we were up to? We were talking, Rabbi Nosson was explaining how we see this very often, that Davka when a person slips, mamish al diyuta tachtayna mamish. Davka when a person falls to the lowest imaginable place. Not even imaginable. Something that he never imagined. Davka from that place, b'diyuta tachtayna, where kimat, whatever Kedusha is in this Jew was swallowed up by the other side. The Davke, at that moment, when he is rock bottom, the Nakuda HaPnimis, the inner point of who he is Misayr, is awakened. And then Rabbi Nosson was telling us a Chiddush, that not only the Tzaddik, but even a Jew like this can suddenly become a person who's a Bal Koach Gadol. Remember? Bal Koach Gadol. Tremendous Koach. And he's able to, like, wedge like a bone in the throat of the Sitra Achra, who is trying to swallow him up. And then the Sitra Achra, not only is the Sitra Achra silenced, but the Sitra Achra regurgitates. You'll forgive me, vomits out all of the tefillahs and all of the kedusha and all the mitzvahs of Masam Tovim that this person lost over the years, although we're imperfect and blemished and so on. So now Rabbi Nosson brings us towards Purim. Ois Gimel. Abu Bavade ein shum odim yochel ismach hazeh chas ha-shalom. Person can't be samach nis chas ha-shalom. A person can't say, look, I'll wait till I get to rock bottom, and then I'm going to turn my life around. You can't do that. Ki ha'im e'echtav ha'oshuv, because that's a bechina of what the Mishnah says at the end of Yuma, ha'im e'echtav ha'oshuv, and mispikim yolaz ha'shuvah. You can't plan that out. When I'll do all the worst of areas in the world, and I'm really, really, really in the worst place, I'm feeling terrible, I'll do tshuva. That's, of course, a bechina of echtav ha'oshuv. And such a person, the Mishnah says, he doesn't end up returning, he doesn't change. Ki mi yadeya mi lo koach la'amad shom. Person doesn't know if he'll have the strength to be able to turn back. Kilafamim his gabrus asitra achra gadolah kolkach, because sometimes the hisgabrus of the other side is so strong, ad shebolas oisol legamer chas hashalom, that mamish swallows the person up completely. Look, let's face it, there are some people that they do averus, and averus get worse, and they get worse, and they get worse. And they don't do tshuva. They die. As Bali Averis. There's no, like, happy ending. It's a bad ending. They were swallowed up by the other side. Kiesh b'zen yonim rabim la'en kates. There are many, many things that are involved in a person's life. A person's complicated. Ve'hem yisoy tzisrei darchei ha'b'chiru sh'nos Hashem yitzbarach l'chol adam. She'en mi yishiyam. We can't understand the mysteries of Hashem's knowledge and b'chira choshes and free choice, and Hashem suddenly coming to the rescue of this person, or the person being left up to his own devices, we don't know. But one thing we see is clear. There are many, many Jews who over time were lost in the most disgusting, lowest avers, and from that place, mamish, they turned around. They turned around. And earlier we saw, so he mentioned some of the famous stories in the Gemara, but there are many, many stories like that. But there are, of course, many, many stories that are not like that. That a person was in the lowest, most disgusting things, and Itaka left the world like that. He left the world in a low place. So we don't know. These are not things that could be planned. Our job is to try our best to stay away from trouble. Aval achri shekar ovar. But if it happened in a person's life, not that he planned it, but if it happened, achri shekar ovar mash ovar chas hashom, if a person was already over what he was over, chas hashom. Tzarech leidu lahamin, at that point, he didn't intend on getting there. But at that point, when he's there, chas v'sholom, Tzerech leido laham, and he must know and he must believe, she'ein shum yesh b'olam klal, that there's no such thing as not being able to turn back. There's no such thing. Va'afilum k'var rotze lezgabra alofim pa'omim lias ish kosher, and even if he tried 1,000 times to be better, to be good, lo also biyado, and it didn't end up working, v'nofal amasha nofal, and he ended up slipping again. A guy just told this to me the other day. He didn't say the number 1,000. It's like it was many more times than 1,000. V'nofal amasha nofal, and he fell again. Afilum nofal averus gemurus chamurus chas hashom, even into the worst averus. Afal pi chen adayin yesh leitikva. There's still hope. Kol oid nishmasai boy, as long as the neshama is there. As long as he's alive, there's still hope. V'he'ikir hi amunish yelei amunish shlemi b'Hashem Yisbarach. B'shtadal b'chal oiz l'skar l'tzadik amiti, to strengthen his amuna and to try to draw close to the true tzadik. V'yishbarach sichal l'tnei Hashem Yisbarach, to pour his heart out before Hashem, she'igal l'la tzadik emes, to show him to find the true tzadik. To come back to full emuna, and then certainly there's always hope. Every Jew, that's what this whole Torah is about. The emes is that every Jew has the strength to turn back, to change. Every Jew be'emes is a bal koach gadol. And remember what we learned last week. Rabbi Nosson says the greatest tragedy is that a Jew doesn't believe that. He doesn't know that he's a bal koach gadol. I was just learning with the Sfarad Shechever a few minutes ago that now it's the Chasima of Shoivim. Parshas Mishpatim is the last week of Shoivim. And the Sfarim of Lednik and other tzaddikim talk about Shuva banim Shoivavim chutz mi'achir. Hashem Yisbarach is telling us to return to him. Shavav means that we're not behaving. But he calls out to each and every Jew and he says, Shuva banan Shavav. He wants us to come back to him. Chutz me'acher. With the exception of Acher, Acher was Elisha ben Avuya, right? Chutz me'acher. So the Velednik and other tzaddikim explain that the truth is that we find in the Torah by Shema Yisrael Hashem HaKadosh Hashem Echad, that the Dalet is a Dalet Rabasi, right? It's a large Dalet. It's a din that has to be a large Dalet. And we have, also in Mishnah Torah, you have Lo Sishtach Le'el Acher, that it's a large Reish. Acher is a large Reish. The word Acher, another God, is a large Reish. And the Sfarim say, that of course the truth is that regardless of what a person has done, every single Jew is echad with Hashem. Kud shibrichu Yisrael v'arayis echad. Every single Jew is echad with a dalet, with a dalet rabasi. Every single one of us is one with Hashem, regardless of what we've done. The Yetzirah comes and tells a person, chutz me'acher. You're not God. You don't have a lakus in you. You're already mishu acher. You're something else. You're somebody else. You've lost that. Chutz mi'acher. Because the Svarim HaKadoshim say that Hashem never said those words, chutz mi'acher. Hashem never said chutz mi'acher. Acher heard those words. That's what he imagined hearing. Because he himself felt so low and disgusting, he heard Hashem saying, I want every Jew to come back to me, except for Acher. The Svarim says, Hashem never said such words, chutz mi'acher. There's no chutz. Every Jew is welcome back, because every Jew is with a dalet, echad, chad, with Hashem. Every Jew is a shtick elokus, it's a piece of elokus. There's no such thing as acher. You can't be other than God. Every Jew is godly. But Elisha ben Avuya was so filled with guilt and shame, he was so tzibrochen, that he imagined that Hashem was calling out to every Jew in the world, except him. Who are you? You're not echad, you're acher. You're Acher. You're somebody else. There's a klipa called Acher. It's a terrible klipa that's called Acher that tells the Jew that you're someone else. You're not godly. You're not Echad. You're Acher. It's a terrible klipa. But the truth of the matter is that Hashem is Baruch is calling out to each and every one, Shuvu Bonim Shevavim, and there's no Chutz Me'acher. There's a klipa that's called Chutz Me'acher, where a person thinks that he's somebody else, he's not part of the Chevra, and he's being left out. Chutz Me'acher. What makes a person to a Bal Koach Gadol? Emuna. Emuna is kashas to the tzaddik. Emuna is what makes a person a Bal Koach Gadol, that even when he's in the most horrible place, he's a Bal Koach Gadol, that he can mamish, stick a bone in the throat of the Zitracha. Mamish. And turn his whole life around. Ki ikar emuna hu lahamin b'chidish arlo. Ikar emuna is to believe, and chidish arlo means that every single moment, like the Tani explains in Shayichud Amunah, every single moment, every single second, every single millisecond, the world is, everything is mischadish, right? It's constantly Hashem. It's Devarachal Kinitza B'Shemayim, like the Baal Tani brings in the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Every second Hashem is creating the world again. Chiddush Olam is not something that just happened many years ago. It's this second. It means that this second is a new life. It's a new world. Yesh Kone Olamo B'Sha Achas. B'Sha Achas. Lahamish Hashem is Baruch Baruch HaKol Yesh Me'ayin. Yesh Me'ayin. Now he comes back to the Torah that we were talking about last year. The Rashi at the beginning of Chumash. Zeh B'chin is Koach Ma'asav. Now, Koach Ma'asav. Remember to be Bal Koach. Bal Koach Gadol. Shezo B'chin is Eretz Yisrael Kanal. Ke Hashem is Baruch Baruch HaKol B'Koach Asvan. With the 28 letters, the Uvda, the Bereishis, the 28 letters of Ma'aseh Bereishis. Of the beginning of Bereshit B'lakim is Shemayim V'Sarvus. Shem B'chinas Koach Ma'asav Higid La'amai. And Hashem Yisbaruch created the world for the sake of Yisrael. Yisrael is called Reishis. And Bereshit is for the sake of Yisrael. And Koach Ma'asav Higid La'amai, that he created the world Yesh Me'ayin. And he revealed this strength to each and every Jew. Shayidezek Koiv Shner Tisrael. And when we believe in our Koach, that Hashem created the world for us, and that every moment the world is created anew for the sake of Am Yisrael, we would be able to take back Eretz Yisrael. If we would believe in that, we'd take back Eretz Yisrael in a minute. Eretz Yisrael would be ours in a minute. Because with this koach, koiv shen Eretz Yisrael. The problem is the same thing we were learning last week. If a Jew thinks that he's not a Bal Koach Gadol, or if the Jewish people think that we're not Bali Koach Gadol, we don't believe that we have the strength, that Eretz Yisrael, we don't have the strength to take it back Eretz Yisrael. And after the beginning, Hashem revealed Koyach Masav Higi La'am, Hol Maisei Bereishis for Yisrael, Koyach Masav Higi La'am, Losas Lehem Nachlas Goy, Vizos Amun Hi Ikar Kor Shi Yisrael, Liz Gaber Kineged Kol HaKlipas V'Tarvis V'Sitra Nachrin. Since the Jew, the world was created for Jews, means the Jew is stronger than anything in the world, because the world was created for every Jew, not he's just not stamped part of the world. The world is created for him. Therefore, he has the koach of chiddush, of his chadshus, of yesh me'ayin. He's a bal koach gadol to fight against anything of this world, any yetzar, any sitrach. I was zochet to be by tzaddik the other day, and talking about the nisyonis of our generation, and there was a chassid that was standing, some kind of a gabbai or a shamus, I don't know, was standing over there, a cute redhead bearded guy. He was standing on this side, and he started to say how it's not shaykh in our generation to be mezgabra on the nisyonis of technology. It's not shaykh. And at that moment, both myself and the rabbi looked at him and we said, it was a little bit chutzpah to give me, I was together with the tzaddik, but the tzaddik said, and lahavdil, I said at the same time, what are you talking about? There's no koach to be mezgab. How could you say such a thing? There's no koach to be mezgab. But you know, that's what the kids are hearing. That there's no koach to be mezgab. Unless they hand it in, unless they trade it away, unless they renounce technology, which is too late to do. They can't, they don't have the koach to be mezgabra on this thing. The only way they could be mezgaber if it's not in their hands. But if it's in their hands, they can't be mezgaber. That's not true. Our job as parents and as teachers is to teach the children and ourselves that each one of us is a bal koh godol mamsh. A bal koh godol mamsh. That doesn't mean that technology, everything is mutal chas v'chalil. Of course, you have to do the filters, you have to do whatever. But stop making us feel like we're so weak and helpless. A Jew is a bal koh godol. And if that kid doesn't feel that he's a bal koh godol, it's not his fault, it's our fault. Why doesn't that kid feel that he has the strength to overcome this? Why doesn't he? He should feel that he's a bal koh godol. He's not a goy. He's a yid. He's a bal koh godol. Why is he so? Why does he feel he's so weak? So this chassid says, no, it's not possible, Rebbe. It's not possible. It's not possible. And the Rebbe says, what are you talking like that? What are you saying like that? It's not possible. What do you mean it's not possible? It's like an angry person. And you tell him, stop screaming like a Michiganer. And he says, it's not possible, I'm a Balkaz. I'm a Balkaz, my father, my Zayda, they're all Balikaz, all the way back to Maimon Har Sinai, we're Balikaz. I can't change, I'm a Balkaz. I'm a Baltaiv. I can't change. What are you talking like that? A Jew is a Balkar God who comes from my Sibirachis, before my Sibirachis. That means the whole world is really Koach Masav Higilam, the 28 letters of Bereshis. Is a higilam that a Jew has such koiches. Lizgabe kenega kol aklipas v'tayvus v'sitra achman begashmis beruchnius. Begashmis beruchnius. Kama yishisa b'tikunim eshenes kese in the tikun is oba u'bahai koich mistakfin Yisrael al Edom. Kamu v'bediri rabbeni zechon levrocha to defeat Edom. Ayin sham. He calls man shumakur v'tzadik emes. Especially calls man that a Jew is makur of the tzadik emes. And by being attached to the true tzaddik, the true tzaddik infuses the person. That's a true tzaddik. Any teacher could be a fine Jew and he knows how to learn. But if he makes his students feel that they're weak, if he makes his followers feel that they don't have the strength to be misgavin the Yitzhar, that means that he's not a tzaddik emes. So a fine Jew, but he's not a tzaddik emes. Because the message of a tzaddik emes is, Yesh l'cha koach l'hizgaber. Yesh l'cha koach. Ata bal koach godol ma'oid. Ata bal koach godol. To infuse a person with emunah shleima, lahamad b'koach masiv. She b'chinis emunas chidash olam, which means I can start again right now. To teach each and every one of his followers, of his students, that you, whatever you did until now, that was. You could be mischadish this second. If you want, you could be mischadish this second. Shu'ikar emunah lahamin shashem ezbarach bar hakol b'koyich v'gevrosa b'chof ches asman shamaisib reish z'ayidei zeh hakoch yuchel esgar b'l'oilam k'neyed kol esitran achrin against this whole klipa that's called acher. That's what the sitra acher is. That side that tells you that you are acher. You can't do it. That you're somebody else. So you look at something and see from the Rabbi Nosson, like right now we're reading this Torah, and it could be that, God forbid, some of you are thinking, or one of you is thinking, it's a beautiful Torah, Nosson's a big genius. Maybe he's talking about the other guys in the room, but he's not talking about me. Because by me, I'm ready for foul. So that means that you're seeing in this Torah, chutz, and then you have your name, you could fill in. Chutz me whatever. Whatever your name is. Chutz me Moshe Kapaya. But it doesn't say that in Rabbi Nosson. Rav Nosson didn't exclude any of us. There's no chutz mei. It's shuva bonim shavav from everybody. There's no chutz. V'sof kol sof yoshu b'tshuva shleim. If a person wants to, even though it's a side we don't understand, as Rav Nosson himself said, then you have yidi and bechira, and one of the chevre raised at the end last week correctly, that there are Torahs from Reb Tzadik and from Ishbitz, of course we know that. Those who learned a little bit of Reb Tzadik and knows that there are certain Yidden, Reb Tzadik talks about it in Sikkot Tzadik as well, there are certain Yidden that be'emes, even though it's the Cheshmeh of Shemaim, they can't overcome a certain Yitzhar. But that's not our Cheshmeh. That's not our Cheshmeh. There's an Indian like that. Whatever the coin is talking about, it's not for now. Mitzidenu. The avoid is Yosef at Sadik. Vayonis vayitza achutza. So. That we can. Vasitra achra takza vataki kol akadushis shabola. And then not only what happens then is all of a sudden this guy that was in the lowest place, all of a sudden there's an unbelievable v'nahafaychu. This guy goes from the lowest place to the highest place. Why? Because then he stuck the bone into the throat of the Sitra Achra, and then the Sitra Achra throws up and vomits and regurgitates all of the Kedush, all the Maisim of this person that were never done, Bishlamas, and all the other things that were not Bishlamas. Ad Sheyizkalasas, Geirim Bali Tshuva, we learn from Rabbi Nachman. The Geirim and Bali Tshuva, all kinds of Kedusha comes to the world. There's Kovet Shemayim that comes into the world, unbelievable Kovet Shemayim. Kamvu B'tar Hanal. Dalit. And this is the war that we have with the Moloch in every generation. Because this is the Ikka Bechira of a person. That Milchama, the choice that one makes, that I'm going to fight, that I'm a Balka, go to the fight against the Yetzirah. That's the decision to take on a Moloch. Which is the Ikka filth of the snake from Gan Eden. Which from there comes the Ikka Yetzahara. Purim is the Milchama against Haman Amalek. She Ikka Hachna also Haysaide Lekichas Estel Beis Achashverosh. Shazo b'chinas tefila b'chinas din shel habal koyach. Now, what happened in Shushan Habira is an amazing thing. We were not who we were supposed to be, and therefore our tefilas were. Our davening and our way of Avodas Hashem was not shleimus. Everything was pogum, was damaged. And an amazing thing happened. Esther Malka is taken to Beis HaChashveyosh, which is the lowest point. And Esther Malka becomes the queen there to Achashveyosh. Mamish in the palace of the Sitra Achra. That means that the Jewish people at that time were getting swallowed up by a Moloch. Laharug, Lahashmi, La'abed was not only physically. We were in a very low place. We were being swallowed up by Haman Amalek. And Dafka Ideizeh, that Esther was brought into the palace, a bone got stuck in the throat of the Sitra Achra. I came at Purim. And Purim, like Nosson brings in a few lines, is Dafka, as a result of Purim, not only did the Jewish people not get killed, but it's Rabbi Me'am Me'aretz Misyadim. There were many Gerim and Bali Tshuva that came out from Purim. Everything was turned around. There was a Nahaf Rechu that happened in Shushan. Ki Esther he b'chinas atfila b'chinas din. Ki atfila b'chinas isha yiras Hashem ki yadu, which we didn't go into the whole Torah from Rabbi Nachman, that when davening is b'chinas din, it means when the davening is not going. And because the davening is not going, so the Sitra Achra tries to swallow up that davening. When you're not davening with Kavana, when there's a feeling of Hester Panam, of Esther, so the other side tries to swallow up your whole davening. Davening is Esther because davening is tefillah is b'chinas isha yiras Hashem. It's the b'chinah of a God-fearing woman. Uchshat tefillah hi b'chinas din. And when the davening is not going, davening is called an isha yiras Hashem. When the davening is not going well, it's called Esther, which means hidden. You don't feel a connection to Hashem. Azayhin ikres Esther, loshen hastara, which is loshen of concealment. Shu b'chinas din, which is din. B'chinas v'anoichi hastar, as it says in Chumash, that Hashem is hidden from the person. So you don't feel like davening. That's called Esther. It's hidden from you. You don't have a cheshek. Your davening is damaged, is without kavana. And when the davening, davke then, when the davening was bechinas din, when the Jewish people no longer had a cheshek to daven, the davening was not going well at all, and there was a state of Esther, of haster, astir, of concealment. So Isaiah Sitracha Roitzala Vola Kedarka Tomit. Then the Sitracha was coming in for the kill. Lahashmi Lahargila Abed, every single Jew, to swallow up. Lavala Kedarka Tomit, she bolas is at Tfila, to swallow up our davening, to swallow up all of our Kedusha. She begins Dinkimavu Betaranel. Zo begins Vati Lokach Esther Besa Melachach Ashverish. And that is the side of Esther being taken into the palace of Achashverosh, being swallowed up by Achashverosh. That Esther, that means a Jew who's living in a state of concealment and his davening is not going. The Sitracha, which is base Achashverosh, tries to swallow up Sovatilo Kach Esther, El Beis HaMelech Achashverosh. So Esther is taken into the house, into the palace of Loitoiv, of Achashverosh. Esther beginnes at tefila, beginnes din. Nilku chol beis hasitra achra lemalchus harishah. That Esther is being swallowed up. The Jew who's in the place of Hester upon him, who's davening or whatever is not connecting, is being swallowed up. And Esther Malka is being swallowed up in the palace of Achashverosh, which is the palace of the sitra achra of the malchus harishah. Okay, sitra achra writes levol, because the sitra achra wants to swallow up a Jew who's not doing well. But Esther turned out to be a Baal's Koyach God, a murderer Baal's Koyach. So not only was Achashverosh and Haman, not only was the Sitra Achra not able to swallow up Esther, meaning a Jew in a state of Esther, and the Tefillah is in a state of Esther, not only was Achashverosh and Haman, not only were they unable to swallow up Esther, Adarabit, he ummed the bebe sablia shalhem. Esther got stuck in their throats. In the palace. Adsha sitrachra nosna hakos, aideze, to the point that the sitrachra began to vomit. Ki aideze shenilkecha Esther. The davke by taking Esther to swallow, couldn't swallow. Esther became like a bone in the throat of the sitrachra. Dainu atfilo b'chines din. The Sitra Achra was davka destroyed by the same Esther who the Sitra Achra thought was going to swallow up. Everything became v'nahaf eichu. Ashi yishlo to Yehudim heimem b'sayneya. Dinah apelis Haman Amalek, which was the downfall of Haman Amalek. That's where everything in the Megillah is v'nahaf eichu. Eitz gavoh hamishim amah. That's the tree to kill Mordechai. That's the tree that killed Haman. The whole Purim is v'nahafeichu, because everything is regurgitated. Everything is vomited up. Everything is turned around completely. V'loy daish loy balu es Yisrael. Not only was Amalek at that time, Amalek was not able to swallow up and to destroy Am Yisrael. Kasher ola al machshavtim hara, which was what Haman wanted. Adarabah. Yisrael yotzu oz me'afeilu la'arim yogele simcha. Had a gevald giyotu. From the worst darkness, like Yehudim ha'isa oire v'simcha v'sos v'yikar. From being swallowed up, we swallowed up our enemies. And it was a big mapola then. It was a big mechias amolik. Just the opposite. V'chos alham kol ha'kedusha shabolim her. And then they were filled with murder kedusha. And the whole Torah shaval peh. And Kimu v'Kiblu, they from the lowest place, they were in the lowest place, everything turned around through the regurgitating of Kedusha, and then just everything turned around, and the biggest Kedusha was coming out. And the Yontif of Purim, which is the biggest Yontif we have, is Purim. So not only were we not destroyed, but Esther got the Mastilokach and was stuck in the throat of Haman Achashverosh, and the Sitra Achra regurgitated everything. And then came out from there, the biggest madrigas of Purim. and so on. Yikar is tefillin. All these great things. These are all the things that the Sitra Achra was trying to swallow. Simchas Yontif and Kedusha and Tefillin and so on. Pirsmila, to destroy everything. Hakol echzir l'kedusha, as a result of Esther and Purim, la Yehudim haisa erivism. What do you mean haisa? We always had Yontif and Tefillin and so on. No, because it was disappearing, it was being swallowed. And we weren't shayach anymore, we were very far. But as a result of Purim, la Yehudim haisar, it all was regurgitated. Ki hoko chaliten hakos, because the Sitra Achra had to vomit. Haidei lekichas Esther lebeis Achashverosh, by trying to swallow up Esther in the Beis Achashverosh, the Beis Achashverosh choked. And through that choking, vomited up all the kedusha. Like Yehuda Ma'isa Arvi Simcha V'Sasim Yikar. She b'chinis ha'tfilu, b'chinis din. She nilkecho la'sitra achar kanal. V'oz lo'y dai she'ch ziru li'yisrael kol ha'kedusha v'ha'mitzis. Not only did the Jews get back to all the mitzvahs, tefillin, and v'smila, and simchas yontiv, like Yehuda Ma'isa Arvi Simcha, not only did we get back everything, v'chol g'dolos v'chvaydim v'chashivusa, and all of the godless, and all of the covet, and all of the chashivas, we were about to be destroyed, and now the Jewish people became the most important people, the whole Malchus of Ahasuerus, the biggest people. And the ones who were trying to kill us, now we're killing. That means that after the whole Maisa, all of those who were enemies, now they're like looking up to us, we're the most chashuva people in the world. Menasim es Yehudim. Menasim Asihudim, they lifted us up. We all like became big shots. They were about to kill us. And now Menasim Asihudim. Asher Zocha Chakach Haidezeh Lebinyin Beis HaMikdash. Shabon HaKarish Ben Esther. The whole thing was Chorban. And from here came out, what? That the son of Esther was Karish and Binyin Beis HaMikdash. V'hechzer Kol HaKelum Lebeis HaMikdash. The same Kalim that Achashverosh had brought out and they was making fun by the big Suda over there at the beginning of Megillas Esther. Now, all the Kalim go back to the Beis HaMikdash. Lo dai b'chol zeh. And not only that, av kol atzmus chiyusam hochuchu lahoki. Not only that, but our enemies were coughing up and vomiting up their own chiyus. V'zeh b'chinis gerim. And because they were vomiting out their own chiyus, so from within the goyim themselves came out geirim, Jews. There's no bigger than a hafeichu in the whole story of Purim that they were geirim, because it's a much bigger than a hafeichu than anything else that a goy becomes a Jew, because that's crazy that a goy could become a Jew. But that's what happened. That we know that many, many goyim converted them. They converted. The rabbi may ame haaretz misyadim. Pachad Mordechai, Pachad Yehudim, whatever it says. Pachad Yehudim. They're afraid now. Pachad Yehudim. Everything is mamash from the hafich. Everything's coughed up. Haman Achashverosh is choking. And all the Kedushas Yisrael is coming out. So now all of a sudden everybody's being Mizgaya, and the old Machshiv and Menasim is a Yehudim and so on. Hey. And this is the great strength of the miracle of Purim. This is what's holding us over the years of Galus. Shunes nifla ashekamayhu leinias. It's a wondrous miracle. There was never anything like it. Which, of course, that seems like a strange thing to say, because there's nothing miraculous at all in the whole story, right? There's not one miracle. When you read Megillas Esther, nothing, no oceans are splitting, no food falling from the sky, nothing. But nothing says such a lesson. His toikif a nes shall purim shu nes nifla she kamoyu lo niyos. Kamoyu lo niyos, a nes like purim. Uchamavur b'divar abesen zechon levracha, migoy laflogis a nes shall purim. That when all the Yom HaTov of Mashiach will come, Purim is going to be the biggest day. And that Yom Kippur is Yom Kippurim, as you know it says in the Tikkun HaZohar, that Yom Kippur is only like Purim. Purim is the biggest day. they're probably more Bali Tshuva from Purim than from Yom Kippur. It's a strange thing. But Yom Kippur is a day when you don't eat. And Purim is a day when Jews are vomiting. Sorry I talked about it. It's a Yom HaKo'os. It's a day of people throwing up. Not that I'm in any way promoting that. I happen to hate that kind of stuff. But there's an amazing thing about Purim. The regurgitation of Jews. Things of Kedusha coming out. Things that were hidden for many, many years. And some guy had a drink and he starts to cry and he starts to talk about the Rosh Hashanah. There's not such a nice like Purim. That all the other days are going to become like secondary important. Purim's the biggest. When Mashiach comes, Purim's the biggest. Haman wanted to kill every Jew. Haman the filth of the snake. The Indian of Haman, the Yitzhar of Haman, is to make a Jew think that he doesn't have the strength. He just doesn't have the strength to do it. That's the klipa of Haman. That you're not about, he comes and tells you, you're not about Kohar God. He says the Jews used to be strong, but they lost all their strength and God left them. They're weak. He even said that about Hashem. Chazal said that. He said, Elkeim Zokin, that their God is old. He doesn't have the strength to save them. Haman is the Koch of Merchan Dekat, to take a Jew and to make him to a person who thinks that he doesn't have the Koch. He doesn't have the strength. That a person thinks he does not have the strength to hold himself back from looking at something disgusting on the computer. He doesn't have the strength to hold himself back from looking at a girl or whatever, doing something. A Jew finds out that he's taki, he's a balko godl, and that he's able to be like Esther Malka, a bone in the throat of the sitrachra, and all the kedusha is able to come out. Therefore, it's the Indian of Mordechai ben Yor, ben Shimi, ben Kishish Yehudi, and ben Yor is that Heyer Eina Yisrael betfiloisa, the tefilas of the tzaddik. Mordechai had tzaddik. When Esther was taken into the palace, the tefilas of the tzaddik, the tefilas of the tzaddik of the Baal Koyah Godel. That's the tzaddik to daven that Esther should become a bone in the throat of Haman Achashverosh, which is what happened. Because the tzaddik is davening Ishi Hudi Hoye B'Shushan Abira. And Kish means he's knocking on the Dals HaRachimim. He's screaming out for Rachimim, the Koyach Godel of the tzaddik to daven. Zat tzaddik tzorch lios balko Godel ma'oid b'tzorch nizbani ma'oid b'koycha. The tzaddik has to look very carefully to remember he has murdic strength. The tzaddik can't sell himself short. To strengthen himself, that he's able to be in this milchama. Who's he fighting against? Sometimes the sitrach is stronger than the tzaddik. Why? Amalek has in it all of the koiches of the sitrach is Amalek. All of the koiches of the goyim is wrapped up in Amalek. And sometimes the tzaddik himself is overwhelmed, and he feels that he can't fight against such a koyim. Because the rashis goyim Amalek, goyim is rashis goyim Amalek. Shamalek kolum mikulum akulum yonki b'menu. All the goyim, all the sitrach is Amalek. But a Jew has to know that even if the tzaddik himself is frightened and can't, but Hashem Yisroch himself fights. That a Jew believes that Hashem Yisroch gives him the ability to overcome the Yetzer Hara. Every single one of us has the ability. Every single one of us is a mamish, is a bal koyach gadol. Be'emes is a bal koyach gadol. We don't know that, we don't believe that, but every single one of us is a bal koyach gadol. Okay, we'll continue with this milchama mitzvah Hashem. And the story of Purim in light of what we're learning. And then the Nosson moves on to Pesach. He's going to carry us through this whole season. Okay, I already davened that one. Is there a minion? Yeah.